And now on Thornbury Radio,
Journeyman Theatre Productions presents Bite Size Theatre with When They've Gone, written by Tony DeMail. Ever had a houseful at Christmas?
Can you hear it? That's silence, that is. The blissful sound of no sound at all. Actually, that's not strictly true, because I can just about hear Elaine having a bit of a sob in the bedroom. Elaine hates it when they're gone. Me? I bloody love it. Now, don't get me wrong. I do love our kids and their kids. I put on a smile as wide as my open front door when they all turned up on Christmas Eve, but after 3 days and nights of feeding the 5,000, countless games of charades, having the queue to get into my own bathroom, and the perpetual ping of multiple mobile phones, well, I'm ready for a bit of peace. It's beyond me why Elaine is so broken by them going back to raid their own fridges and watch reality TV on their own sofas. I mean, she's been cooking for 11 for 3 days. And it's not as if they make it easy. The little ones are fussy. Don't like this, don't like that. And our Sarah has apparently gone vegan. Bloody part-time vegan, if you ask me. I definitely saw her eat pigs in blankets, and there was a gravy stain on her blouse. Anyway, when we waved them off, all I said was, thank God. And then Elaine says, Alan, you're a Grinch, and runs upstairs to have a good cry. I'm not a Grinch, though. Did I complain when little Sophie scribbled permanent red marker pen on my forehead while I was sleeping through the Strictly Christmas special? Did I moan when that little bugger Tyrone drove his new remote-controlled truck over the cat? Or Cameron took to karate chopping me in his Ninja Turtle costume? No. I said, it's Christmas, and kids will be kids. Even when baby Thomas projectile vomited all over me and then kept us awake all night. I never so much as murmured a whinge. Blimey, I listened patiently to our Sarah endlessly going on about there being no Planet B, and our Marcus telling us how much he's earning when making sure his wallet stayed closed for the whole of their stay. I sometimes think me and Elaine ought to make a public apology. I mean, it was us who let those two loose on the world. That makes me sound grumpy, doesn't it? But I'm not a Grinch. I'm bloody long-suffering with the patience of a saint, that's me. So if I breathe a huge sigh of relief that they're gone, doesn't make me a bad person. Does it? If I just like a bit of peace and quiet and to be able to relax in my own home, surely that's all right. Doesn't mean I don't love them. It doesn't mean they aren't welcome in small doses. They are welcome. I can't hear Elaine blubbing now. I think she's stopped. I bet she's staring out the window, missing him. Bloody hell, it's quiet. It's a bit unnerving after 3 days of wall-to-wall noise. Oh no, what's the matter with me? They've only been gone 5 minutes and I'm missing the kids' games and the chatter and the... Elaine, when's half term? I was thinking we could have the family down for a couple of days again. What do you think?
You've been listening to When They've Gone, featuring Will Titcomb, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound effects and music. You can follow Journeyman Theatre Productions on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be back with more next Tuesday on Thornbury Radio.